Canadian politics is boring.
Are you ready for fun? Are you ready for fun about Canadian politics? Are you ready for fun? Hello,
going.
Welcome to Canadian Politics.
Keep going with that song. I like that.
Canadian politics. I can't keep to a beat.
Oh, okay, just do. I'll do backup singing.
Canadian politics is fun.
Canadian politics is fun.
I'm having a good time.
Fun times for the whole family.
This is a podcast.
Family, fun.
Take off your
clothes
men.
And rub yourself with butter. Jump in the pool.
Welcome Canadian politics. There we go.
Yep. welcome to Canadian
politics. Canadian politics is boring industries.
We should welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Oh, are you having a wonderful time?
A wonderful, wonderful time, Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah. My cool. Eyeballs are peeled open so that I can better see you, and my earballs are flat, stretched
earballs.
Back with scotch tape so that I can better hear you.
I'm glad you scotch taped your earballs.
Yep. Let's do this.
Let's do it. I'm trying to think if I've got any funny stories to share with you.
The fuck's going on in your rice?
Uneventful.
Life. I combined Reese and life, and I said, what the fuck's going on with your rice?
My rice is good.
Okay.
I like long grain. Basmati, that's a good rice.
Please, let's not talk about rice.
I've recently got into grinding my own beans for coffee.
Oh, when you said grinding your own beans, I instantly thought of molasses beans.
I don't know what
like
that
really
is.
Squishy beans that come in a can.
Oh, okay.
Mush up your grinder real good.
This is coffee beans. I'm grinding them, and I'm starting to tell the difference between different coffees, which has never happened before.
I've never been able to do that either.
I'm starting to fall into a trap of becoming a coffee snob, but I don't care. I love it.
Well, describe it to me. I've never experienced that.
Well,
I can only drink decaf, so I doubt there are different flavors of decaf out there.
No,
other than dull and lifeless.
You can actually taste the difference between different beans and stuff now. It's weird, and I've never had.
You drink your coffee black?
I don't have a sophisticated palate. My palate has two things. That is hot.
That's how I often
hot,
describe
cold, old and sweet. Those are my senses.
So when your wife makes it slaves in the kitchen and makes a dinner, this is how you
like. This is new.
What do you think, Reese? How's the dinner?
Hot and new.
Hot and new. You just scream it out loud. Yeah,
exactly. For now, I'm no. It's good. Anyway, enough about me and my beans. Tell me when I say these words, tell me what you understand them to be. Fuddle duddle.
It's like a phrase you use for when you don't want to swear in front of the kids. Like
that's close.
Stub your toe.
That's
fuddle
close.
Duddle.
So
or fuddle duddle is like a person. Like it's
this episode is called Fuddle My Duddle.
No, thank you. I'll stay on this side of the table.
So February the 16th, 1971. It was a good year.
was it?
Depends who you were. Justin Trudeau's dad, Pierre Trudeau, was the Prime Minister, and he was alleged to have spoken or at least mouthed unparliamentary language, a.k.a. fuck off in the House of Commons.
He yelled fuck off in the House of Commons?
No, he mouthed fuck off in the House of Commons.
Oh.
Which caused a minor scandal.
Fucking Jesus. Of course it did. Who cares? Who gives a shit, people? Stop caring so much about this ridiculous nonsense. Oh, my God.
I don't know how this is a bigger scandal than TunaGate, the million tins of rancid tuna that ruined the economy of
a small
town.
The media fucking goes, because the media is, the news is still run by ratings.
So
that's
I have a 2-minute clip from the CBC archives that are on YouTube.
I guess not CBC.
Okay. So I have a 2-minute clip of this is an interview that happened just after he mouthed fuck off. You can't see the video.
We'll play it though.
We'll play
podcast,
it, and you'll hear the audio, which is like video but without any eyes. So,
all right, let's play it.
Question I raised to the Right Honourable Prime Minister of Canada was that the government should introduce some new programs to alleviate the unemployment burden over and above what has been announced since last March. The Prime Minister interrupted me in a way that you wouldn't expect on the street, by mouthing a four-letter obscenity which I've challenged them to verbally place on the record, and I don't think he's done so since. And I certainly didn't expect this kind of behavior from my Prime Minister of Canada, having worshipped and really adored men like John Diefenbaker and Mr. Pearce and a lot of people in the past. This, to me, is really inexcusable. And, well, I guess we're just going to have to grin and bear it, along with the Le Pen workers.
He mouthed two words, the first word of which started with F and the second word of which started with O. And he said it twice to John Lundgren, the member for Gander-Chilligut. And he also said the same thing to me. Now, I think that we've reached a point where this type of conduct, it's not only disgraceful, but it's unacceptable. And I tried to bring that point home. Now, of course, the Prime Minister wants to split hairs and states that he didn't say it. But when he mouthed it, it was readily recognizable by me as to what he said and what he meant.
Well, what are
the opposition
lip readers or something?
This is Piet.
Did you?
Of course I didn't say anything. I mean,
did
that's
you mouth
a...
anything?
I move my lips and I use my hands in a gesture of derision, yes. But I didn't say anything. If these guys want to read lips and they want to see something into it, you know, that's their problem. I think they're very sensitive.
Well,
they come in the house and they make all kinds of accusations. And because I smile at them in derision, they come stomping out and, what, go crying to mama or to television that they've been insulted or something? Well, it's a lie, because I didn't say anything.
Did you,
did you mouth it?
What does mouth mean?
Move your lips?
Yes, I move my lips.
In the words you've been quoted as saying?
No.
Did you intend to get what
did you
what
move
were
your
you
lips?
Thinking when you moved your lips?
What is the nature of your thoughts, gentlemen, when you say fuddle-duddle or something like that? God, you...
No, I love the way he goes, God, you guys, and walks off at the end. God, just... but also... The whole time he was defending himself, he was smirking.
Of course he was.
Because he knew exactly what he said. And he was so pleased with himself.
As
that
he should be.
He caused this scandal and that they were kind of getting on their moral high horse about the language he used.
Yeah, I love it so much.
But he didn't actually say it. He just mouthed the word.
Yeah, which is, cool. But he didn't mouth any words because no words were spoken. This is what his argument was. And it's a good argument. Because I think if you're gonna defend yourself against this, and I'm using quotes, air quotes here, scandal.
Exactly.
It's like fucking ridiculous, right? Have fun with it, man.
He was
having a lot of fun with it.
I've not watched many videos of Pierre Trudeau. I really like the way he talks.
I haven't watched one many either, honestly.
And he comes across really well, but also I like the fact that his reaction, like nearly 50 years later, was the kind of reaction we were having now, where we were smirking watching this, going, look at these people in black and white, you know, making such a big thing over somebody mouthing a word. And then he had the exact look on his face that we had. He was kind of very self-aware of that moment.
Right?
Just grinning, realizing that two idiots in a podcast studio 50 years later watch this clip going, this is ridiculous.
That is 50 years ago. Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah. But no, it's just as ridiculous today as it was back then. And he knew it.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's right. He knew it exactly. So, I love just that smirk he had was hilarious. But also, I love the, you guys.
You guys. Come on. Okay.
Shucks.
Like, enough of this.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, I'm going back to work.
Yeah. should have mouthed fuck off again in the interview. just as he left.
Yeah. What did you do? I did this.
Right?
Exactly. Anyway, so this caused, the backlash of this was crazy. The backlash of this was insane. So, there was a short-lived satirical magazine.
Really a fucking backlash. That's come on.
There
guys.
Was a, well, there was it was it, was, it kind of became a cultural moment in Canadian history. So,
I've never heard of it. So,
well, yeah, but you live with your head up your own ass
in
a cave that's been buried.
That's right.
So
you've been there. I see.
Wrapped in foil, so no signals traveling. a short-lived satirical magazine called Fuddle Duddle, which aspired to be the
this sparked an entire magazine
that lasted a year and was the Canadian version of Mad Magazine, was called Fuddle Duddle.
So hold on, he uses the words Fuddle Duddle in a ridiculous interview about this quote unquote scandal that he finds ridiculous and we find ridiculous, and that prompted someone to start a company and print a paper magazine. Our paper newsletter called Fuddle Duddle.
Yes.
That was all about this.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And at least two songs were written inspired
Fuck
by Fuddle
right
Duddle.
Off. Do you have
so
it? Can I hear
have one,
it?
I have two. There's two songs. I've got my favorite one.
Okay.
So one was called...
We're not going to play both.
One was Fuddle Duddle, which was released as a single by Antique Fair. But my favourite one by a band called the House of Commons is called Do the Fuddle Duddle.
Wait, is there a dance?
I don't know if there's a dance, but I'm going to play it. If you own the rights to Fuddle Duddle and you're not happy with us playing this song, send us an email and...
An angry email, please. angrier the better.
We will pay you with a lovely T-shirt.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Pierre and Margaret's Pizza Bagels T-shirt, which is on the T-shirt store.
Yeah,
you can have that as payment for us playing this song.
Oh, I like that.
So,
that's good.
This is
we pay you in T-shirts.
This is the House of Commons. Do the Fuddle Duddle.
Here we go.
Ooh. Right now, for all you people out there, a terrific group from up in Ottawa, it's the House Commons, going to do a big hit called the Fuddle Duddle.
Do the Fuddle Duddle in the House of Commons.
You get the idea.
I kind of want to make a music video out of this. I think you and I should just grab this video.
No. We'll do our own. Can we do a rap song called Fuddle My Duddle?
Sure.
just to bring it to a more contemporary place.
Yeah. I've got Fuddle My Duddle. I've got an app on my phone that allows me to make. It's called Soundtrap.
We're not doing it now.
Yeah. Right now.
We'll write it and we'll Fuddle My Duddle.
You ready?
Don't get in a muddle. Fuddle My Duddle. I'll kick you over so you land in a puddle. I've run out of words that rhyme with fun and duddle. That's it. That was it over and over again. Okay. And then sometimes in like a high-pitched voice. like those shitty dance songs. Which you probably like.
Yeah, specifically shitty rap songs.
With high-pitched voices.
Yep. Hey, Jesse, do you want to listen to some rap? I don't know. Is it shitty rap?
Hang on. Brace yourself. I'm about to say something French.
Oh, God. Okay.
The Mont Tremblant Resort.
That's not bad, I think.
I've been practicing. The Mount Tremblant Resort.
Nope.
Sorry, I said it right the first time. Ignore that second time. I was being annoying. Has a ski run named Fuddle Duddle, which Trudeau used to be a regular visitor to.
That's hilarious.
So they named it. I think they were in on the joke with him, though. Hey, Pierre, why didn't you try out Fuddle Duddle this time? And he'd be like, you guys, that's my mate Stevie runs the ski run. However, swearing in Parliament runs in the family.
Of course.
Little Justin. We all know Little Justin.
Yes, Little Justin.
Little Justin.
Baby-eating Justin.
In December the 14th, 2011, he shouted, "Piece of shit!" At somebody called Peter Kent.
He should have known better.
He didn't mouth it. He actually shouted it. Yeah.
Don't shout it.
He didn't just mouth it. He realized the phrase "piece of shit" vocally in there. But times have moved on. And in a 2015 speech,
he didn't get a song called "Piece of Shit."
He didn't, yeah, exactly. Do the piece of shit, or Justin's piece of shit, or a magazine called "Piece of Shit." Piece of Shit Monthly.
What would be in the magazine, Reese?
Piece of Shit Monthly. Celebrity pieces of shit. Predictions on what pieces of shit might look like in the future.
Oh my God.
And historical recollections of old pieces of shit. Along with a lovely editorial piece written by that comedian I told you about who takes photos of pieces of shit. Anyway.
I think we've got our next project.
Yeah, Piece of Shit Monthly.
Piece of Shit Monthly, yeah.
Subscription magazine. If you get a monthly subscription, you get 50% off and, I don't know, some fake shit.
And a piece of shit in the mail.
A flaming brown paper bag on your doorstep. in a 2015 speech, little Justin, young Justin, Apple of his eye, stated that his father didn't actually say Fuddle Duddle, but he didn't say what his father did say.
He did say Fuddle Duddle. We heard him say Fuddle Duddle.
No, but in Parliament, they all said, he said, one word began with F and the other with O, and it wasn't Fast Orange, it was. Fuck off. According to the Toronto Sun, published the newspaper headline in 2015 at the end of the Canadian federal election, Fuddle Duddle, in response to Justin Trudeau winning the election. That was their answer to it.
So, clever.
So
it's clever, guys.
So anyway, that is the end of Fuddle My Duddle. I hope we've duddled your fuddles and your fuddles have been duddled. And
Jesus, stop. Oh God. Okay.
if you need further fuddling of your duddle, then
subscribe to Piece of Shit Magazine.
Subscribe to Piece of Shit Magazine, where all of our readers constantly write into us to let us know that we've severely fuddled their duddles.
And what a disappointment we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
That's the end of this story.
That was fun. What call of action should we do?
I don't know. Go and vandalize some public property by spray painting "Download Canadian Politics is Boring" on a building. No, don't do that. I'm joking. Don't do that. That's a waste of money for everybody else in here, bringing down house values in the wider area. I would say just go to...
Send us a tweet.
Send us... No.
No.
Don't
do that. He doesn't like Twitter.
Send us an email. Just let us know how you're doing. How are you doing?
That's a great...
How are you doing?
Send us an email at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com.
How are you doing?
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, just let us know how you're doing. We care.
We do.
If you need... If you just...
We give a shit, and we put it in piece of shit man's.
Yeah.
Can't even get it out.
We quite often reply to most of the emails. Mm-hmm. The ones that don't threaten to kill us, we reply to. The ones that do threaten to kill us.
You even reply to those, let's face it.
I'd reply to every email. You do. So. don't email threatening to kill me, but I will reply to you if you do.
There's your call to action, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Reese educate all of us today, and for sticking us in your ear holes all snug in there just the way you like it.
And we learned more things.
Yep, things in our brain,
things in my brain. So have a wonderful rest of your day. If you're listening to this in the morning, if you're listening to this before you go to sleep, have a peaceful sleep, and I hope you dream about Pierre Trudeau mouthing the word fuck off
slow
2
motion.
Inches away from your face.
Goodbye.
Bye.